James Shaver here, Brother James.
Thank you, Brother John. It's good to come in again to your place of listening, wherever you may be this evening. I trust you have your Bible handy or a piece of paper to write down some scripture to read. That's all we have, is the Word of God. That's what we need in the day we're in. We've transgressed His cause what caused us to be in the shape we're in today, but it sure is a blessing to know the Lord and know His precious Word. We would like to say this before we start in the Bible. We're going to start in Hosea, be reading in several different places. As we know, next Sunday we'll not be here. We're going to have a cataract taken off of our eye about next Thursday, so it'd be about a week before we get back to going, so be much in prayer for us, Lord willing, our son-in-law, our grandson, or Brother Cody Shaney felt one to the other, or all three of them, one to the other, folks come and fill in for us, so be much in prayer for them. And two, we would like to say we appreciate the offerings we get on the radio broadcast there. We get them through the mail quite often, offerings to help us on the radio broadcast, and we sure do appreciate that. They just about pay for the whole entire thing, and we're not here asking for offerings. We're here to preach the Word of God. We didn't come here to bag money. Not going to bag it while we're here. Not going to bag it as we leave here. Just through the goodness of the hearts of the people of God, they're helping us. And that sure is encouraging our heart, run upon people, tell us they still really enjoy somebody that'll preach the Word of God. And that's all I have, and I'm not going to cut no slack for me, you, or nobody else. This Bible says what it means what it says, and I'm not going to cut no slack for nobody. We're going to face this book on the Day of Judgment, so be much in prayer for us today. But I would like to preach just for a little while this evening, God being a helper. There'll be no time, like I said, there ain't time to get to it all, but on the danger of God being silent. The dangers of God of being silent. You say, but God won't do that, I'll beg your pardon. God will shut His mouth and leave us alone. And I'm afraid there's a lot of that going on today. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Now, I'm going to say one thing. God ain't got but one book. God didn't write 14 different books, and amen, for people to understand. I was working with a man one time and said he liked to read out of the NIV because it was easier to understand. I told him another book wasn't what you need. You need another spirit. The Bible said this book is spiritually written, is spiritually discerned. And I'm going to say this, when people begin to read out of any kind of book except the King James Bible, that is God being silent, because God's not in them things. Amen, I'm just going to be plain with it. God's not in but one book. It's the old authorized King James Version. And I'm going to defend it just like I would defend a lion in a cage. I'll just open the door of the cage and let the lion take care of itself. Open the page of this Bible and let it take care of itself. I just want to warn you that God's not in nothing. This book right here has brought us safe thus far. And you notice since these others come out, we're getting further and further away from God. It's Satan changing the Word of God. You tell them I said so. Amen. I don't intend to set under a man reading or preaching or teaching out of another book. But amen. Got your Bible turn with us now. We just got that out of the way. But the Bible said in Hosea chapter number 4 and verse number 1, the dangers of God being silent here. Now the Bible said, hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, for the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing, by lying, and killing, and stealing, committing adultery, they break out, and blood toucheth blood. Now, I want to ask you a question. Do we see any of this in the day we're in today? There is no knowledge Not because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Now, most of our people know every football player, know every baseball player, every race car driver, every kind of a sportsman they is, men or woman. They know their name, they know their number, they know everything about them, what their score is. I mean, they know everything, but when it comes down to the Word of God, they cannot even quote John 3:16. That's because we've left off the most important thing of studying the Word of God. Amen. In verse number 6, the Bible said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge." Now you listen to what he's saying. "I will also reject thee." Now people said God won't do that. This book says he would. Amen. "Because we reject knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children." Now that's what this book says. God said, amen, in Israel's time, if you forget me, forget my law, forget my statutes, he said, "I'll also forget your children." Amen. How does he forget? Forget our children? God quits speaking. God gets silent. Amen. God bless your heart. This same principle is working in our day today. We know everything in the world. Amen. Every television program, everything that's going on, we can name every bit of it. But when it comes down to having a discussion about the Word of God, we're as dumb as a box of rocks about the teaching of the Word of God. And God said in verse number 17, after talking about this, he said, "Ephraim is joined to idols. Let her alone." God bless your heart. God said, because they got in this shape, amen, Ephraim, one of the tribes of Israel, has got in this shape. God said, "You let them alone." Amen. Quit preaching to them. Quit talking to them. Quit trying to teach them the ways of God. You just let them alone. Because they've joined their self to idols. You know that's what's happening in our day to day. Men, thank God, because men has rejected the knowledge of God, has rejected the Word of God. God has sent false prophets among us. Amen. Reading out a false book, teaching us false teaching, and we think we're really going somewhere. We are, friends. We're headed to the judgment of an almighty God. And Jesus said the word, "And I have spoken unto you, I shall judge you in the last days." Friend, we're living in a generation. Hey, God, there is no knowledge. Hey, is no truth. Hey, God, we're living in a generation. Look like that God has shut his mouth as a whole to them. Amen. In Amos, the Bible reads like this, in Amos chapter 8. "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst of water, but of hearing the word of the Lord." God said, "I'm going to get silent. I'm going to hush the mouth of a preacher that will preach the word of God." He said, "I'm going to shut them down." Amen. They're not going to hear the word of God, the true, unadulterated, a word of God, a mighty little of is. How'd you find priest today? Oh, we got this name and claim it bunch. Amen. God bless your heart. But I'm talking about them that'll preach again the sins of our day. And Bible said in they bud of hearing the word of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea. From the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro. Seek the word of the Lord. And shall not find it. Friends, you get out today. I was talking to a dear pastor this past week. One night before church started. And I said, it's again the word. It's hard to go and find a house of God. Ain't God where you can sit down. Ain't God and not be afraid. When the preacher gets up, he's not got some other kind of book or off-the-wall junk. Amen. Trying to say, thus saith the Lord. It's time we got back to the word of God. God's going to get silent in this generation. Bible said here that they in that day shall the fair virgin and young men faint for thirst. They're going to run to and fro seeking it and cannot find it. Are they going to faint by the wayside? Amen. I know we've got more buildings. Somebody said the other day how they was 41,000 different denominations. Ain't God, and I'm going to say what he said. And every one of them is right. If you don't believe it, you ask them. But I'll go a step further. I read an article the other day where they said there were 7 billion of people upon this earth. And every one of them is right. Amen. How the Bible said every man doing that which is right in his own eyes. He's not the one right. That's the word of God Almighty. It's the only thing that's right. Amen. Read out of any commentary you want to read out of. Follow any Dr. Sounding Brass you want to follow. Joan Myers or anybody else. Ed Darn or Jane Meyer, whatever her name is. Amen. God bless your heart. You can follow her if you want to. But God said, I suffer not a woman to teach her herself authority over the man. That's the word of God. And I'll preach every bit of it. I bless your heart. God said for her to remain silent in the church. Amen. St. Luke chapter number 3. I don't care what you believe. I'm going to preach the word of God. Amen. God bless your heart. Bible said in St. Luke chapter number 3, talking about John the Baptist. And verse 15, as the people were in expectation, and all men mused in their heart of John, whether he was the Christ or not, John answered and said, unto them, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchest of whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. And the Bible said in many other things in his exhortation, I preach he unto the people. But listen now. But Herod, the Tetrarch, being reproved by him for Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and for all the evil
which he had done, added yet this, above all, and shut him up in prison. Now John the Baptist, wasn't your ordinary, name and claim it. John the Baptist, was preaching, reproved Herod of all his evil deeds. But the thing that really made Herod mad is what'll make people mad today. It's wrong to divorce and remarry. Amen. God bless your heart. We've got in a time today when men will preach on sodomy. Amen. Again, well, they won't preach on that much. Amen. Anymore. But back when I first got in, and got in the mid-70s, men would stand behind the pulpit. And God, deacons would stand against it. Our mothers and daddies would stand again. Divorce and remarriage. But we're living in a day today when men have shut their mouth against adultery. And friend, it's still wrong in the sight of God. Amen. God ain't changed his mind one bit about divorce and remarriage. Amen. I know what you're thinking. There's one cause, but the cause of fornication. You need to dig in your book and find out what that is. Amen. Fornication. The word fornication means can't wait. Amen. Hey, cannot wait till they come together. I bless your heart. Thank God, I'd say they wouldn't be one in a thousand put away because of fornication. He didn't say because of adultery. He said because of fornication. And fornication and adultery is two different things. Amen. Fornication is committed by unmarried people. Adultery is committed by married people. God bless your heart. Amen. The Bible said to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife. Don't that tell you something? Amen. When Jesus or Joseph was espoused to Mary before they come together, amen, he seen that she was with child. So therefore he is going to put her away privily. Not make a public example out of her because he thought that she had been committing fornication. But an angel of the Lord spoke to him and said, fear not to take Mary of thy wife, for that is in her is all the Holy Ghost. She ain't been out running around. Deuteronomy chapter 24 and verse number 1, the Bible said, any man marry a woman and find any unclean thing, found out she's committed fornication, he had a right to put her away. Amen. But I will say this much. I doubt if many men has got a right to put a woman away because of fornication. Most of the time the fornication been committed, she committed it with him. Amen. Thank God you boil it right down to it. Just ain't many men approved anymore. And that's what made Herod mad. Thank God he took John the Baptist and put him in prison. You know the story. How, thank God, that Herodias, his daughter, danced before him. And Herod said, ask what she will, even the half of my kingdom, and I'll give it to you. And she was before instructed by her mother how she hated the man of God for ringing her doorbell. I bless your heart. I said, tell Herod how I want John the Baptist's head on a platter. Amen. I bless your heart. And John Simon and Herod sinned and had John beheaded in prison. Amen. Now, you know God well as I do spoke to Herod through John the Baptist. Bible said he was full of the Holy Ghost
from his mother's womb, before he was ever born, he was full of the Holy Ghost. I know I'm making myself popular, but I'm going to preach this book. I owe it to my grandchildren. Amen. They're still single. Thank God, and I'll tell them in a heartbeat. When you date, don't date somebody that somebody else has done rejected. God bless your heart. And you sitting in radio land, you young folk, when you get ready to get married, and you get ready to date, don't date somebody. Thank God that somebody else has done kicked out the door. Amen. I know. I'm a grown man. I know how proper this is. But God bless your heart. It's not proper today. We in the day. It affects every family. My youngest sister, she's dead now, but a few years ago, thank God, her, she married a man that had two or three wives, whatever, I don't know. He had too many anyhow. Amen. And she is telling me about how she is saved. Oh, mind me and my big mouth. I looked at her. I said, what are you saved from? She said, my sins. I said, what are you doing with the other woman's husband in your house if you claim to be saved by the grace of God? I hear them radios are clicking, but I'm going to preach. God bless your heart. This is burning me up. I see it there, which way I turn. A divorce and remarry, preaching and doing everything else. It's an abomination in the sight of God. Amen. I don't hear too many amens. But we find here where they crucified Jesus. Amen. In St. Luke. Amen. In chapter number 20. Three. Amen. Pilate here having Jesus before him. Verse number 4 of chapter 23. St. Luke then said, Pilate to the chief priests and to the people, I find no fault in this man. And they said, they were the more fierce, saying, he stirreth up the people, teaching throughout all Jewry, beginning with Galilee to this place. When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man were a Galilean. As soon as he knew that he belonged unto Herod, jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at that time. Now you listen to this word right here. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad, for he was desirous to see him for a long season, because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. Then he questioned with him in many words. Now you listen what Jesus done. The Bible said, but he answered him not. Amen. You know what God done? He shut up his mouth to Herod. God done spoke to Herod. Back before that, through his anointed Holy Ghost from a man from the field, preaching and reproving him of his deeds, instead of correcting his sin. You know what he done? He got mad at the man of God and killed him. And God was saying, here awful loud, by not speaking to John, he was speaking mighty loud. Amen. Said, I ain't telling you nothing. Amen. I done told you through John.
Amen. What I wanted you to know. And you rejected my word. And you rejected my man. You killed my man that I had preaching to you. Therefore he silenced his mouth. And history has it that Herod and Herodias died in the insane asylum. Oh, why? God hushed his mouth. I'm saying this generation today, we've not got many men of God anymore. Amen. That'll stand behind the book board or teach at home to their children. Amen. And it's wrong to commit adultery. I know this is proper. I know it. Just as well as a grown man. But if I had time, I'd preach on it a while. Amen. God said plain in Corinthians. Amen. It's about adultery, fornication, all these stuff. And he said, such were some of you. He didn't say such are some of you. But such were means they have broke from it. Amen. In Galatians chapter 5. Ain't God when he begins to name the works of the flesh, fornication, adultery, goes on in name 17 and said, and such like shall not inherit the kingdom of God. I bless your heart. And God, we not got men today that will stand and preach to our people that these things will send them straight to hell. Amen. As I say, in 30, 35 years ago, 40 years ago, men would stand and preach again divorce and remarriage until their eyeballs popped out on the stem. The same preachers right now, if some of them still alive, you couldn't harm with enough money to get behind the book board and preach again divorce and remarriage. Hey man, but I started out preaching it, and I'm going to wind up preaching it. I bless your heart, it's wrong. Amen. I've got three grandchildren that's here a couple of Sundays ago and some for me. Amen. I bless your heart. And they was raised under this kind of preaching when I was a pastor. Thank God I quite often I hammered on this. Our young people sitting in our churches, amen, seeing this, a divorce and remarriage, shouting all over the house. It's an abomination in the sight of God. Teaching our children the wrong thing. You read your Bible. Where did God ever change his mind about sin? What was wrong when Paul put it down is wrong in James's day. God bless your heart. It's time that we wake up to the reality. Amen. If you want to shoot me on the way home, put it on it. Amen. If you want to threaten me with heaven, help yourself. But I'm telling you right now, for our young people's sake, preachers, open your mouth and preach again. Amen. We've got them around here. One I know that's got three living wives preaching and pastoring the church. And God, a man asked me one time if I'd ever been to that church. I said, no, and I ain't a going. Amen. It's wrong in the sight of God. It's wrong. Amen. For mama and daddy. It's wrong for our children. Well, I see our time coming on. We'll turn it back to Brother John.